Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and big bitches
and the Indians
and frontier
psychiatrists? I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of 20,000 girls.
And yeah. And rectangles.
You're an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Frontier psychiatrist.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch. What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Anything that talks other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah. Sometimes a parrot talks.
I did warn both my co-hosts that was one of the strangest songs that has ever been recorded, even by an Australian band. That was the Avalanches from the year 2000. They went out and got a whole heap of old records, and they sampled them all and put them together. And so the main track is the Enoch Light Singers of 1968, My Way of Life. And then there's a bit of Canadian comedy duo Wayne and Schuster. And then there's a bit of John Waters' Polyester. And then there's a bit of Harvey Mandel's Wade in the Water, a little bit of comedy by Flip Wilson, some sketches by Sesame Street, and Maurice Jarre's main theme from Lawrence of Arabia. And then you put that together and you get Frontier Psychiatry. Now, I said before that I played it, thought, Hattie, you wouldn't like it. Was I right?
Well, it had a good beat, but it was hard to dance to.
That is true. That is true. It is hard to dance to because the beat gets happening and then it stops. Deb, what did you think? You can see why I liked it.
I think that it's everything you said it would be.
I told you. I warned you. I told you. I said it's completely ridiculous, and it is. But in Australia, we have a stupid statement called Crazy as Coconuts, and this is the production from the year 2000 that took that Crazy as Coconuts to the world. This is the song that actually took Crazy as Coconuts to the world. And so I had to play it because it is completely bizarre. And there are very few other songs like Frontier Psychiatrist. I'm glad you know that there's not very many of them. But it does have the same coconuts.
Well, I thought you were a bit out there when you grabbed the cows with guns. You outdid yourself with this one.
Thank you very much. This is definitely
I guess Frank Zappa, I wasn't too far off.
Well, a little bit. But
Frank Zappa, the mothers of invention.
Well, it was certainly done with probably the assistance of large amounts of hallucinogenic substances, Hatter, but it did get into the top 50 in Australia and England, but you'll be glad to know that it got nobody in the top
50. Jeez.
Go figure.
And it got what?
Into the top 50 singles.
No way.
You know what?
Seriously.
The only thing... Do you know how you don't want to look when you see an accident, but you can't help yourself? That's the only reason I could think of. That's in the top 50.
Yep. I'm serious. It had a great film clip, by the way.
There was a feud. I think it was in the 80s, in the art profession.
Yes.
The critics of art are the creators of art thought they weren't getting a fair shake from the critics of art, and being that they were not artists themselves. Okay. Now you're talking tens of thousands of dollars, by the a critic's review could add double zeros to your paintings or not.
Of course.
So the critics were the painters were thinking they were going to get a fair shake. So they complained about it. The critics said, we could make superstars out of anybody. You guys are not that special. So they grabbed this kid. And it was one of the most cruel things that I'd ever heard of. They grabbed this kid from South America, I think from Brazil or Argentina. And he was an artist. He did these big 40-foot wall through your murals, but he was absolutely terrible. These critics made him a superstar by just saying that this is the new age art. I can't remember his name. New age art. And they paraded him around the world and made him a rich, flying him around from, and he was poor. Then at the end of the day, they admitted to the artists, see what we can do. But then they crushed this guy. He thought he was freaking good. Have you heard that story? AP?
No, I haven't heard.
Oh,
I haven't heard.
I can look it up. It was cruel. They really crushed this guy, this kid. He really bought into why maybe I am that good, and it was just absolutely terrible stuff. That's what it reminded me of. Their song.
Yeah, right.
Somebody called
it
song.
Well, this is It is very different. It is very different. You're not going to get another one of them. Let me tell you.
Well, somebody called it music. Somebody said, hey, that's our song. We're going to play it.
That's it?
Because it's music.
Yep. That's exactly right. So as I said, Crazy as a Coconut comes from that song, due to that song, strangely enough. But anyway, there you go. It was different, Hatter. It was different. How did you find the world of writing about coconuts?
I leave bad taste in my mouth. You mean writing to the world of coconuts? I think I did okay. There's a reason I haven't posted it yet, nobody can see it till I'm ready. Okay.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
What are we rated?
I'm always worried about it.
13. Why would we need to be rated?
Nah. Nothing. No,
we have to look at it first.
Nah, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Mine's got attitude, so yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Dark, Dick. You went darkly coconut.
I know, right? I couldn't help it, and I couldn't write because I knew I had this poem, and it's where my head went. Other than you know. The song, you put the lime in the coconut. And it just, it goes quite well with the art, actually.
Oh, well, that's good news. And Ali put a poem up on the board talking about coconuts and craziness, which is what led me to the avalanches.
I was surprised when I got to the wall and saw I only saw your title because your link is there, and I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I bet you they're worlds apart as far as the theme of the poem, because mine is dark.
Well, that is actually an old poem, I have to admit. Yeah, that is a 7-year-old poem.
Mine's only 2.
Mine is 7. Give me something different on coconuts and limes.
Oh, cool.
Can I read mine next?
What you can. Put it up on the board.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking for the group as we speak. There it is. Okay.
Man, he's even pushing to go first. Uh-oh, I'm scared.
It's called. Just Deborah. It's just Deborah with 2 coconuts.
What?
It's called. It's just Deborah with 2 coconuts.
Okay.
Clipper clop, the horse has got a bad case of coconuts. The animals said we like to be fed, but just right, but it goes right through their butts. Don't ask me how they freaked out the cows. They are hiding in the barn. I tried to be what they think of me. I didn't see any harm. The chickens come carny, the pigs run the carny, the cats ran from the ducks. Then in a second, the horse said he meant it. The goat said he didn't give a cluck. The show must go on, and didn't take long for the sounds to things to come. With shoes that are blue, it's got to be true, guessing where they are from. Sounding like rain over the hill it came, a herd of stampeding ducks. But then it was clear it was a trick to our ears. It was just Deborah with 2 coconuts. It's against the law to wear as bras. Do you know how much is the fine? Just stay here with me. You're bound to see at the end of this coconut rhyme. The trouble with you is you're wearing horseshoes that have run all out of luck. Then again, it seems clear as the trick. It's trick to our ears. Again, it's Deborah with 2 coconuts. Did you know there's a fine for speaking in rhyme, another for faking farm sounds? So how do you plead? Just tell me. I didn't know they were around. Are you guilty of breaking the sound effect laws and wearing and using coconut bras? Look at the pit it looks like a pit that doesn't even fit. But we have to obey the law. So if you please, this cannot be, so put your clothes back on.
Heather, you're nuts. And I can see pieces of those crazy-ass laws that are still on books around the world all through this, which must be where the inspiration started. Crazy, crazy poem. But it was fun.
That's
except my coconuts don't have smiley faces drawn on them. Just saying.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm feeling much better about the Avalanche's song now, Adam, because it's got more in regard to your palm than anything else.
Oh. Okay. Fair, yeah, that's fair. I started out serious, and it was sort of funny, and then it went goofy, then it's just Deborah with two coconuts, and I said, that's it, that's the line. Going with it. So, sorry, Deb.
You just went sideways.
Sorry
for
what, it was cool, I'm laughing my ass.
You went sideways and then you slipped and then you straightened right back up again, Adam. And you did.
It went nuts. Like coconuts.
Well, you know, almost impossible to categorize. As I said, frontier psychiatrist completely fits with this poem.
I get it now. Thank you.
Send that frontier psychiatrist to Cali.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else heard that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So I might do my next, Deb, because it's almost as completely strange as that one.
Okay.
I mean, it's not strange, right?
I was a little proud of it.
It's cool. I told you. I could see this. And there's these weird laws, like I remember specifically towards the end there saying to you the other day that in some places it's against the law to pass gas in church. So, I see that at the end of your poem. I mean, it's crazy. Fun.
All right. What is that? You know what? I wrote the one about that.
Yep, and you have pieces of it in here. I know.
That's right. I can't remember the title of that because that I didn't run across that in my search for you. So yeah, I was missing pages, Deb. Sorry.
That's right.
Okay.
Are you done yet?
Shut up.
Am I done? Yeah.
Okay. Pat up. This is 7 years old. This is back when I was just doing AABB rhyming. This is coconuts and limes, and it goes a little bit like this. Intergalactic combat between two sworn foes, the gathering unfolded while three suns rose. Then a cry as green armies retreat in decline, as brown victors have led a defense sublime. While famous celebration for all of the bunch, properly spoken intruders gone before lunch. Their planet was safe now, all at Oasis chime, as injuries left talk of fooling around behind. The commander rolled to the podium proudly, declared the win to history as thanked loudly. Repairs began, the cleaning of all acid signs, the lovely bunch off to drink, as was party time. Malibu wild at bars, they queued up the nuts, was a celebration husky with no ifs or buts. A toast to all those hairy friends absent in crime, for the injured medical attention at past prime. As is often the case, as pause injured the oldest, showing off against the arched foes of green citrus, the great wind of the coconuts, still a few in decline, all the coconuts left, we're pierced by a line. End poem.
Was it lovely bunch off to drink as was party time. Malibu. That's a California thing, man.
Malibu. Yeah, well, Malibu, of course, coconut, liqueur, lovely bunch being coconuts, yeah. Acid signs being lime with repairs. So, and pores. As you saw, pause is a little coconut.
Good. Now you wrote this. An hour ago.
7 years ago.
That's what I thought I saw. Okay.
really like.
Resurrection.
Yeah, Resurrection. You know how boring just that AABB, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's where I was.
Well, the way you introed it, that's back when I just did you this. Well, what's wrong with that? Sounded good.
He was just trying to emphasize that he's a much, much bigger show off now than just
Look at the sash he's wearing. Got all those awards on it. There's it to the show.
There you go.
I see AP with a beret, you know, French beret. Reading poetry.
No,
right?
No.
Snapping his fingers. Yeah,
no,
snapping his
right.
fingers.
No, I've got the Ted Baker Paisley on at the minute. Ted Baker Paisley.
Yeah, I think you do a good job reading like the Scrooge. Scrooge stole Christmas. I think you would be good. I mean, nobody's like Boris Karloff. He does great, but you could do the Whoville and the Who instruments, the Chattanooga Jigum horn and the Hornahina horn. Little Cindy Who. Cindy Lou Who. The Cindy Lou Who.
It was intriguing. It was different. It was fun. I quite liked it when I wrote it, which is a long time ago.
You know, when I was a kid, I thought all English people could sing.
Really? Most of us can.
Well, they were all singing. Think about it. Am I right, Deborah, growing up? When you saw an English person, they were singing.
This is true enough.
It was the Beatles. It was the Stones. It was David Frost. Not David Frost. All those Englishmen, you know.
How about Mary Poppins?
No. Yeah, Mary Poppins and Dick Van Dyke. Yeah.
That's
They're
probably
all
where I heard the accent. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was way
well,
late picking up the Beatles because my parents didn't listen to them right away.
And again, your parents danced on the American Bandstand. Yeah.
They did.
In Philly. It was in Philly, right? Back then? Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Philadelphia. And
I just watched a bunch of Buckethead Clubs.
Videos, I believe.
Yeah. I just watched a bunch of Dick Clark's. I watched The Animals, The Doors, a couple other bands, just black and white. Can't tell if they're playing air guitar or not. I don't think they are, but it sounds pretty good. That's what makes it suspicious.
Well, you know, I listened to AP read his poem here, actually, and he starts out with intergalactic combat. And I'm listening along, and then all of a sudden, I think it was the third stanza. By the time you read, lovely bunch off to drink, my mind left, and I was the lovely bunch of coconuts. So I don't even know why that popped into my head. But, like, a couple of the lines in here sent me on a safari.
You're right.
That was pretty cool.
You're right. That first line is very good. Intergalactic combat between two sworn foes. Great open line. You just got to keep reading.
It pulls you right in, and it's like you have to know what else comes after intergalactic combat. So, like, I thought it was pretty clever for a resurrection.
It's very prolific. Is that like to be proficient? Prolific? That's the right word.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
That's the one.
See, it's Deborah with two coconuts. Everywhere she goes, she does these horse sounds. You know.
Yeah, well. Deborah.
I do have a horseshoe in my purse, though.
Oh, we need that sound effect. We need that sound effect right now.
Yeah,
we need
pop,
that sound effect.
Pop.
It'll be Deborah.
Maybe add it to
Deborah,
the Melbourne cupboard.
Deborah
but.
Prancing around. Deborah prancing around
do,
the
I
reception
have
area.
And not a like a replica or a little miniature. It is a real horseshoe, and it's like taking my dad with me. I know I'm weird. What can I say?
I got a horseshoe.
I bet it's not in your pocket.
No, it's around my neck.
Oh, well, I'm sure it doesn't weigh anywhere near as much as this one does either. It's a real once upon a time used horseshoe.
Actually, I don't know where my horseshoe is anymore. It's somewhere.
I don't know where our show went either. I don't know how we get so sidetracked sometimes.
Well,
that works.
That's true.
So,
and I'm excited for you guys
you
to
know,
see the collab.
Oh, I almost said something. Oh, Lord. I'm so glad he didn't say it. Remember what you said that one show a long time ago, Deb, that I covered for you, what you said about what was going on in the green room? I almost said that.
How did you almost say that freaking green room? I have never been so thankful that somebody erased my last gig from existence because of that stupid green room incident.
Well, nobody caught it at the time. I mean,
no, but you've made sure to bring it up six gazillion times since.
The,
I'm only teasing you, Heather. I don't care. It was a faux pas.
Second.
It's funny. I blushed. It is what it is.
The second that the show was over, I was on the phone with Deborah saying, go to 2 minutes, 12 seconds of the show and listen what you said.
It was an eye. But I'm blushing now thinking I'm
sure.
Up.
I had you back, Jack.
I'm surprised you didn't download the episode before it was taken.
I think I did. It's in my computer.
Right.
Yeah, I got a bunch of
them.
I can pre-hear AP asking me what I said in the green room on a future phone call.
it was about the green room.
Did you want to load up your poem? And we can sort of slightly go back on the coconut path here.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, yeah, and then we got the collab too, huh?
We do,
yes,
and I think might jump by a little bit later, so and slip the pump board. Yeah.
Cool. He needs you to read for him because he of our earlier time slot again. But okay, I put mine on the board.
Oh, perfect.
Mine's sort of a rant, but it'll be a fun read.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Screw your soapbox over. Get your soapbox. Stand up here, Deborah. On the soapbox. Okay.
This one was a little bit popular. It won the gold, and it's on some lists, and it was on the front page, and it has a couple likes, so I figured it would be fun to bring. Did you find it, Hatter?
Cool. You got it, Hatter?
Hatter?
Unmuted. Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, here we go. It's called Pain is a Coconut with No Lines. In a world with people smiling into faces and carving shoulder muscles with blades, with knives, they slash and gash, grinning. You push me too hard, so my back is pressed up to the wallpapered stucco, blocking the red flesh bullseye target. And the neon pigment in the rainbow arch is dead. Does the tooth fairy laugh, plucking teeth like watermelon seeds as we sleep in denim bunk beds? Do we snore wrapped inside 9 million thread count flannel sheets as the sugar plum fairy square dances in lime dotted tutus? And do we barbecue the reindeer in the rotisserie pit, serving the antlers spiced with a side dish of roasted cottontail hairs marinated in toasted honey? We do. and we do it peeking out of bubblegum pink tinted bifocal lenses framed with 24 karat gold dust, and we do it chewing caramel popcorn staring at the starlight. Then, daydreaming of dollar bills and diamonds, we trip over the men sleeping on the icy sidewalk. Sugar-coated turds still stink and stick to the leather penny loafers stomping over friends. Pain is a nail polish color painted on fingernails that we scratch eyeballs out with, and pain is the silence broken by weeping babies, no food. And pain rises from the gut, burns the esophagus, and torches all the tummy butterflies in the acid oozing in geysers laced with coffee, cream, and two sugars, and plum.
Well, that wasn't a rant at all. Did a rant piece of that at all. Hatter, what did you think?
I was going to say that I don't remember this, but there's my comment right there 2 years ago. Love this dark,
really?
Flavorful lies. There's a bit bitchy in it. A bit bitchy in it. So you can release the dark through your fingers. Yeah. This is, I would crowd those lines up a bit with one constant, I mean, not totally, but it was beautiful lines. That's that free verse sound that I like, just the run-on sentence, you know. This is very good, Deb. I like to say I remember it, but I doesn't. It was very good.
Clearly, but no, I'm glad you like it. I was scrolling. I couldn't find your comment. You said you commented, and but I see it. And I deleted it. I wonder why. What did I delete? Hey, you called me a show-off. How about that?
Did I?
Yeah. I'm looking down there.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well done.
I like the pain. Yeah. The pain is a nail polish color painted on fingernails that we scratch eyeballs out with, and pain is the silence broken by weeping babies with no food, and pain rises from the gut, burns the esophagus, and tortures all the tummy butterflies. Very nice. It feels very sweetish, actually. I can see sweet writing about pain in that way. Very
what a compliment.
Very visceral. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
So,
my sweet.
Anna, I've put up an image of my new shirt from this morning. Ted Baker.
Paisley?
I don't know why I was thinking sweater. Ish.
Paisley.
When you said paisley. Paisley. I see.
That's very, very 60s. That's cool.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is very 60s. Ted Baker does a good thing in 60s. The other one I got was very 60s as well.
Okay, well, I have to ask a question since all we can see is shirt. Is that a shirt to go with the jeans that you fit into?
No. I went and got some new trousers from Zara. They're a Spanish sort of brand. And so I've got new trousers from Spain, and I've got new shirts from England.
Cool. That was just a little torture for Hatter. Hatter, who has a machine that he wants to get into.
I got a shirt from Penny's.
I do like my fashion stuff. Yes, Hannah.
What did you think of the collab?
Deb's actually just dropped for the minute, and so I think her phone might have.
No, I mean,
right
into it. Did you find it easy to write the lines to, or was there not enough there?
I did, and I think Ali's going to call in 2 ticks too. So, here we go. And 2 ticks would probably be now. Hello, 484, how are you?
Hey, it's Ali. How are you?
How's that? I was simultaneously actually looking at the board, reading what you were saying, and then I saw your number after 10 seconds, which is unlike me, completely.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I've got form for leaving people on the board forever, Ali. Now, you'll be glad to know that I actually went and got the song to start the show that introduced Mad as a Coconut to the world. It was an Australian band. God knows it was strange, but it was an Australian. So, I have now got your poem up on the board, Ali.
Okay.
So, we're in your hands.
Okay. Coconuts in my mind. The coconuts, they fall gracefully from the tree. Summer odors, they leave a hue of bright colors when you crack them open. Some are newer, they leave behind a bluish-white color. Let me serve you some coconut milk while I share some sour news. Wheat goes with sour, right? At least I think it does. This month has been a sour month, but filled with joy to come. Let me take you on a small stroll through this crazy, crazy month. First, I lose my biological father. It is okay. He was not the most positive person. I just wish he was nicer. I wish he was sweeter, like the sweetness of coconut. Next, I lose my daughter. Rest in peace with the coconut shells protecting you, the same way I would if I had you in my arms alive. Juliana Magnolia, you were taken too soon, sweet child of mine. I missed you so much, but at least you are with the butterflies, which I see often. At least Sophia has a sibling to go up with, up in heaven, where there is a whole lot of coconut bars to eat and coconut milk to drink. Have as much as you want, you sweet, beautiful girls. I lost my best friend. I missed her a lot. She was the sweetest coconut milk is, for every time I taste coconut milk, I will keep her in my memory. For as long as there are coconuts, she is here close by. I cannot wait until I see a coconut. Hang on 1 second. Coconut-colored butterfly, as that would truly be her. One coconut lay softly, surrounded by butterflies. Sweet butterflies drinking the milk, spreading the beautiful color of the milk to the surrounding flowers. Beautiful sunflowers glancing towards the sky, watching coconuts fall one by one into a stunning basket full of pretty coconuts. Beautiful magnolias, colored so beautifully, I could cry. Coconuts are fabulous, just like me. Come gather around for some coconut bars and some cold coconut milk. Thanks for all you do, all of you at a team of voices. End poem.
Thank you, Ali. That's a hell of a month, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a month.
Why did it sound a bit positive the way you read it, Ali, but with so tragic lines, such tragic lines? It was very well done.
I wanted to make it positive, but then I realized, you know, I've been missing in action for about a month.
I totally admire how can I take what's
happened in the past 19 days and make
it not
as dark as my other poems have been. So
I admire that. Very good.
It's bloody hard, Ali, when you have a whole heap of stuff go down in your life and you've had more than most. And it's not wrong to be missing in action, by the way. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be as missing in action as long as you like. But because most people wouldn't have that much to deal with in the space of years, much less in a month. So,
yeah.
And it would be okay still if you were still... It would be okay still if you were feeling... pretty cut up and awful
about all of that because so much of this has only happened in the last week.
Well, it's nice that I have to shop and run. So I figured I would read and
let
myself heal. And
yeah.
If I miss someone's comments, if I miss somebody's comments, because I think I heard Deb on here or someone, if I miss somebody's comments, is it okay if I catch them when I listen? I mean, I'm still going to listen to the show. I just don't want to stay on the phone tonight.
That's okay, Sally. That's okay. Thank you for ringing. Thank you for writing.
You're welcome.
Okay. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Sally.
Now, Deb, I've been speaking a lot. Did you want to make a few comments?
Yeah, I was reading some more while you were commenting, and it's just like so much. It seems like, and I'm not just talking about the month, it seems like it's been over a year and hits just keep coming and she can't catch a break. And I think that just the fact that she gets up in the morning is a big deal with that much loss and everything else coupled on that. But I think that it shows her strength to be able to sit down and share it on the page and write it out and come on the show and read it. As long as she keeping on like that and writing it and whatever she needs to release it, the pen's a mighty tool. And I like that she's using it.
I can't believe it.
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like one of those sort of horrible, awful situations that whatever works, you use. Yeah, if whatever helps. Yeah, if
yes,
theme of coconuts comes up and you can write to it and that helps, then for God's sake, do it. If it doesn't, don't, you know. Find your own way through.
Yeah, and it's another example of you just never know where a particular word is going to take somebody because, like, look at the versatility tonight. I mean, and this is different than every other one that we've had tonight. And it's just, it's fascinating to see what something inspires and for a coconut to help her get all this out on a page. It is pretty cool.
Well, I would never have guessed it, Deb, and when I had it as the theme, but I'm very, very glad that we got all the different responses, and I'm fantastically glad that there was something there that Ali could grab hold of, because I know it's her first poem for a little while with everything else that's been going on. And she's found something to respond to, which is great. So, Hannah, you've only got a short period of time before we think about the theme for next week's show.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I know.
I swore I had all the time in the world. I didn't think, okay.
I know.
Give me a minute.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying, because I'm gonna do Stephen's poem, because he needed a reader. Yeah. So.
Oh, I know.
I'm
okay, I got it.
God, that was quick.
TV.
Hardly a minute.
TV. Television. TV.
TV.
Yep.
Yep. TV. Yep. 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 We can do TV. So what was your pattern?
My job is done. Yeah.
Rarely. What was the first thing you remember seeing on television?
Oh, Romper Room.
Yeah.
It was an early morning pre-kindergarten show on TV, Romper Room. Do you remember that, Deb?
Yeah.
I'm older than you, so. And Mr. Green Jeans and Captain Kangaroo. Remember that?
Really? Huh?
Yeah, we didn't get to watch too much TV. we wanted to, if you said my mom or dad, she could stay in the house, we're going to put you to work. Boom. Right out the door.
Well, there you go. So how old were you then, Tata, do you reckon?
Well, I don't remember seeing it. I was born in North Sacramento. And then we moved to San Francisco area, the San Francisco Bay area, in 1961, I think. And then I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to get a timeline. You asked me what year it was? Did you say?
Yeah. How old were you when you remember your first television program?
I guess about 5 or 6. See, if I have to be specific of what I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think the Thanksgiving Day parade when I was little.
Yes.
On the Macy's Day parade. I think that stands out early.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I remember Captain Kangaroo. Captain Kangaroo was live. And he had this helper named Mr. Green Jeans. He had this helper named Mr. Green Jeans. And one episode, a little chimp, I think it was a chimpanzee, or no, it was a seal. No, it was a little chimpanzee they had on, got away and started running through the studio. They couldn't catch him. It was hilarious.
Okay.
It was live TV. Live TV.
Now, Deb, in the meantime, you have some reason put some stuff on the board.
He said about Captain Kangaroo, and Captain Kangaroo was on until 1984, and one of my favorite songs was the Rainbow Song, and that is it.
Was it black and white? Would it have Mr. Green Jeans?
I sort of remember Mr. Green Jeans, yeah. I think the reruns were in black and white.
I think they brought
them
back. If I remember, I think they brought them back a little bit. Yeah.
What was the other thing? I don't know. Other thing.
Romper Room. Romper Room. I think that was national too. Romper Room was just this teacher doing the kindergarten stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm. Little puppet, little sock puppet, you know.
Well, I'm looking at this from 1953 to 1994, but I guess it just wasn't in my. I was a Lassie and Flipper girl.
Well, I stopped watching it sometime around 1960, you know. I don't know, 1955. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched, like you said, I watched Lassie because when the Lassie episode ended, it was time for my mom to get home from work, and Flipper.
Oh.
2 and 3.
That's funny. I remember the afternoon folding papers. I was a delivery boy for the newspaper after school, folding papers, and Dark Shadows, Gilligan's Island, and I think Partridge Family was on.
Yes.
So every day, sitting in front of the TV, folding papers, man.
Well, look, I have now had a completely changing styles again. We have poem from Stephen about the killer rabbit from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And Monty Python and the Holy Grail is well known for doing having coconuts as the sound of horses popping along. So, with all of that in the background, this is Look at the Bones by Stephen 76, and it goes a bit like this. The blood-stained fur and flashing teeth chewing through your neck with speed unbelieved. Run away as fast as you can. Don't trip on all the cleaned bones. This killer of men pins back floppy ears. his members with skills very honed. With a high-pitched squeak, your juggler it seeks, with ferocity left uncompared. Try screaming a word as you lift up your sword against his devilish hair. His rabbit is mean, and with a head full of steam, diving to victims and fools, must count to three to let a hand grenade free and take this foul monster to school. End poem.
That is hilarious. I think the Holy Grail is the best Monty Python, for real, for sure.
I love the Holy Grail. I would be all the way.
I mean,
and,
who thought, okay, this is what we do. We all just sort of walk side by side, and I'll just make these coconut sounds like we're...
Yep.
And that was good. Yep. It was like it's going to pass. Man, that's hilarious. That's a Mel Brooks.
Unbelievably good. A brilliant, brilliant, brilliant
yeah.
movie. Anna? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just crazy, but,
I mean,
but brilliant.
Yeah. Did you have the show? Like, up here we had it, Monty Python came on Channel 6 late at night. The Monty Python... You know, the regular series, I guess. It
oh,
was
yes,
pretty
yes,
nuts.
Yes.
So,
oh,
so fractured flickers.
Yes.
Yeah. It, yeah,
so,
fractured flickers. Was that?
Deb, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I think that this one is just as wacky as it is when I heard it the first time. And I think it was one of those times where Stephen showed up with it and we're like, wow, talk about totally unexpected. He's got really cool details and stuff in it, and it was really fun. And I remember when he first posted this, I'm like, it's supposed to be such a creepy picture because, I mean, there's a human skull there, but oh, I can't get past the pretty bunny. So it was just like
yep,
the contrast.
The bunny.
Tickled me too, yeah. So it's a fun one.
Have you seen it, Deb? Search of the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen all the Monty Python and what's the other stuff? Mel Brooks, like Blazing Saddle, and some of those crazy
yeah.
ones. Yeah. Seen.
Yes.
SDUCLA at halftime, 2021.
I got mad at.
Sorry.
I got mad at them when they punched the horse in the face, though.
Yes, well, that's true. Now, Hatter, did you know
curious.
How Monty Python got the money together to do that film?
A bake sale?
No.
No?
No. You ready to hear who actually got the money together for this?
So you mean
the
like John Cleese? Like John Cleese?
The original budget, yes,
yeah.
Bear with me. The original budget of $500,000, cost $500,000 to make the film, yeah, and that was provided by a record company called Charisma Records, a cricket team founded by the lyricist Tim Rice, Holy Grail's co-producer Michael White, and then the following musical artists. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson, and Elton John.
Wow.
They stumped up $500,000 between them to make the film.
Well, now,
well, let's hope they got
were they owners? Yeah. Did they pay the actors and stuff?
Yeah, they got money from when it turned money. Yes.
Wow, they're all English.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And so its box office was around about it did okay. It got that it cost $500,000 to make, and it made $5 million at box office. So they made $10 out of every dollar.
How many were there? Like the Life of Brian, the Holy Grail.
There was a few of them, yeah, but they were all financed different ways, and so
yeah.
Holy Grail was financed just by that crew of people. Yeah, so there you go.
Okay. Just that one movie?
Yeah, just
those
that one
guys
movie
sponsored?
Done by that crew. Yeah, that's right.
Do you think they did any others? I mean, was like Led Zeppelin help sponsor other movies, or was that just a...
Well, I will investigate that. I will have an answer to that when we come.
I just thought when you said sponsors that they got they consistently donated to their cause, you know, to make these movies.
Well, no, I think it depended on how much money they had at the time, Hatter, because they were sick of paying lots of tax, and so the Monty Python guys said, "Well, don't pay 90% tax, come and sponsor a movie." So that's how it sort of works,
you know,
I think.
Anytime I go researching an English rock star or celebrity, somewhere in it, it's inevitable. They'll say inspired by Benny Hill and Monty Python's crew.
So, anyways, there you go. I threw that in for anything. Now, Hannah, we've got one poem left on Coconut.
We do.
Which is our collaboration.
We do. The collaboration.
We do.
I watched Ian Anderson last night on my phone.
Well,
a magic box.
Deb, did you want to talk about the collaboration and how easy, difficult, impossible it might have been?
Played Aqualung.
Surely. Okay, well, let's start by saying that you guys got an 8, and that although this is a cartoonish-looking photo, it's a puzzle art from Bill Bell. But it's actually a real location down in New Jersey by the shore. And I've been in her. That's Lucy. And I put some of the pictures of the inside down the bottom, and I put the actual photo of her.
What's it, the red and yellow and pink and green? Rainbow 2?
That's the song from Captain Kangaroo. That's what I sang to
Okay.
Now, sing it in your mind and you'll remember it, you know. Red and yellow.
Okay, very good.
That's what that is. Now, this is called The Elephant by the Sea Standing 6 Stories High. And that's true. Here we go. See Lucy in the sky over the churning sea, upon the shore down the mutiny, watching ancient ripples pierce beyond the winds. She's been there over 200 years today. At the boardwalk, they celebrate the pachyderm. They survived the hurricane winds near. Today, boats, goats, and elephants will be in the band, flashing the colors and face that soon endear. I scream to the future, you scream to the past, through both the Depression and the war. Now beach-going sailors that propose in the sun kneel as she stands so tall, giving rise to pause. For the village beast, you can see her smile from tusk to base. Then the maiden-filled waves glance to the sea, so another 200 years she can face. Colored and inflated bubbles trying to get away are rising as into the sunny days she stares to sometime in the future from about 1921, thunder scaffolding at the moment for repairs. Handsome are the people that no longer run past the large elephant in the view of the blue sea, taking turns trying to learn why elephants don't fly. She is still standing, and her name is Lucy. End poem.
Lucy in the sky. Yeah. And the poem. Did you see my pack of terms?
I did. All those
was that the stupidest thing you ever heard? AP, did you catch that?
Oh, I like
the boardwalk. They celebrate a pack of terms, a pack of derm?
Yeah.
Come on.
Fair enough.
I giggled when I wrote it. I giggle it now.
No. I like it.
You're just so stupid. Can't believe I put it on there.
Works, though.
At the boardwalk, celebrate pectives. So, Deb, how did we do?
8.
Okay. It's better than the 6s I get.
I started matching up the stuff, and then I actually did some shell maneuvers and switch some of the lines around to make it more cohesive, but I wouldn't call this one of the harder ones to do. Although I do think that I should have shared the information after, because I feel like I steered you in a certain direction by giving you too much. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but do you know what I mean? Like, rather than it just being totally random, like most of them, like all of them are, this one I sent you in a direction. But I think it was just so that it came out to be like a tribute to Lucy, which it did. So.
Do you think there was a correlation to Lucy in the sky with diamonds and this, that one balloon having the name Lucy? Probably not, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, she's been there. Like I said, I think they say 1921, but at that time there was still a little bit of construction going on. But there was
are they making a rough reference to the Beatles, Lucy in the Sky?
Well, hell, I don't
or
know.
Lucy,
that's your line.
Or Lucy in Disguise. Oh, no, that's Judy in Disguise. Okay. Beauty in Disguise? What you are.
I never really noticed before until I stumbled across this one, and then I investigated further, and a couple of the pieces by Bill Bell that I have pulled out have been in the immediate area, because apparently Bill Bell was from New Jersey, so he too's been Lucy. And I think I have a second one that I was going back and forth with, which was also down here, but he has something that he did in Pennsylvania. And I think you guys did one of the scenes with the boat.
That wasn't the Beatles one. I mean,
I mean, I remembered that one, but that's not the one.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I knew it was wrong. But the one after that, the couple after that, were very busy. Was that the one you're referring to?
Well, yes, you guys have done quite a few from his art, because I like the fact that there's a lot of material in there for you guys. But ones that were specifically for New Jersey and whatnot, I hadn't realized until now, then I went to find out and read, and he's like from Mount Laurel, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll put the one on the board right now. It's called Cape May Gothic, and you know that the art Gothic with the pitchfork and whatnot. Well, Cape May in my book, it's the furthest beach at the bottom of New Jersey, all the way down, puts you in Cape May, New Jersey. There's a beautiful lighthouse down there. And
what are we doing?
I'm about to put the picture on the board that he called Cape May Gothic. And it was May that caught my eye. And then I looked further and I stumbled across Lucy. So I had this, I was like, oh, well, I... number 80.
Lucy,
I want the
sky.
Yes. Where is
course, when I really want to find it, I cannot. And we are, okay, here's his folder. So it's got to be right here. But like even
UCLA, USC, 2021, halftime.
Yeah. The one that you guys just did of the mom and pa at the antique door, it was a blue bell.
Yeah.
This is one,
oh, okay,
one,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, the dentist.
One, yeah. Well, the one I'm putting on the board right now, you can see that she has an I Heart Tate May. They're standing in front of the boardwalk.
American
She's got
Gothic.
The lobster house shirt on. Right. And you know. But anyway, it's
yeah.
just that was what made me think, wow. And I found a few pieces that have to do with Jersey. Just saying.
What's the, cool. that's part of the boardwalk or something? What's that building behind them?
If I'm not mistaken, at the time frame that he's supposed to be, that would be like
yeah.
the
turn of the century.
Convention center.
Oh, okay.
The convention
yeah.
center back in the day. Yeah. It's not standing anymore, and the convention center is more
yeah.
of a
yeah.
industrialish building nowadays. But
very,
yeah.
very Pollyannish. You know the movie Pollyanna with Haley Mills, Agnes Moorehead.
Who heard of
Pollyanna? What town is that supposed to have been in? Do you remember? Or what state? Pollyanna. Those you know the beautiful Victorian homes, houses. 1890s belt. 1910 or something.
The film was shot in Santa Rosa, California.
Santa Rosa.
With the Mableton Mansion at 1015 Donald Avenue in Santa Rosa serving as the exterior and grounds of Aunt Polly's house. Other California locations included Napa Valley and Petaluma.
Yeah, Santa Rosa. That's the town that Firestorm walked over 2 years ago. Petaluma. Santa Rosa's Petaluma, not far from where I'm at. Petaluma. They have the arm wrestling championship every year. It's a nice little Petaluma, California. Seagoing town. But yeah, Santa Rosa. That's cool. Because it does look like that's in like Sonoma County or Napa County, and that's like the where wine country is, and it has the Valley Oaks and the big meadows and fields. And Pollyanna was about what 1890s? What year were they? Well, they were cars and horses. So 1920, maybe. Okay. I'm sorry, AP. Take your show back.
Well, we have television for next week. Hada.
TV.
Meantime. I should thank all of our contributors this week, Stephen, and of course, Ali Sunshine, and yourself, Patter, and Deb, and Deb putting the collaboration together. And thank you, everybody, for we certainly got a variety of topics that topic.
Coconut. Don't do that to me again. Coconut. I'm going to go get one now.
Be sure to join the scavenger hunt and tune in Monday because Monday we'll be featuring quotes by Gerald Green. Be there or be square.
How does the scavenger hunt thing work again?
20 questions. And those questions will send you to
various places around All Poetry, and you will find the answers to each question wherever I sent you. You write down a list from 1 to 20, fill in the users, send it to me in my inbox, and I will send you 1,000 points, and people are loving it. I got all these amazing messages. That was educational. It's really cool. And you should have a poem that suddenly got a whole bunch of comments, Hatter, an AP and my suite, and I even did one of mine.
Yeah, a couple of them.
I think yours says con in the title, Hatter.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that should be the poem that you just got a bunch of cons on.
Okay.
Something cons in the
Within
title.
Was it the last day?
Yeah,
or?
They just started doing it last night, and some of the people, I got 10 people already turning their answers, so I've already sent 10,000 points on this contest.
Did you send me a leak?
I might have had her. I don't know, but just to be safe, I'm putting it on the chat wall right now, and you can, if you want to run around the site and then come up with the answers, that's cool. And I am also grabbing the link as soon as I find it the 21st, for the prompts so that you guys can pick your line by Gerald Green to inspire your poems, and I'm putting that
Lovely.
On the board under the Scavenger Hunt. So there you go, all set. Huh?
Because
it's 1:20.
Fun
show, guys.
I'm sure that's okay. Okay.
Do you see
them?
They're under American
what?
Gothic, New Jersey style.
Oh, I'm looking at the thing. What am I supposed to be? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, on the chat wall, I put the link to the scavenger hunt, and I put the link to Monday for the Gerald Green. Okay, that's all.
I'm looking at the scavenger hunt. Cool.
You got it? Got the link, Hannah?
TV. Questions.
I'd say thank you to everybody. We'll be back with Hannah to host next week with TV. And meanwhile, I am going to go out, since it was such a hit the first time, with the Avalanches and Frontier Psychiatry.
Oh, well, let's see. Next week is Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
You tell me, Heather.
So Thanksgiving, Racketeer and myself are going to host a Moody Blues and Rock Christmas songs night on Thanksgiving. Then Friday, is that not Man Cave?
Yes, it
Last
is.
Last Friday.
Good question.
Okay, I gotta get with Steven then. Okay, and then Saturday TV marathon. Gonna be sick of me.
When too much hatter is never enough. This is the app.
That was cute.
Everybody, this is Frontier Psychiatrist. We'll see everybody for the much more sensible TV program next week. Bye, everybody.
Are you playing that again? Are you playing that again?
And you, I am. You bet.
Okay.
I'm in charge of this.
I guess somebody asked you. Okay.
Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
shaking. That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Franigazoo, let's have a chew. I wanna count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Avalanche is above. Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and bitches
and the Indians
and frontier
psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
The world of 20,000 girls.
And yeah.
And rectangles.
You're an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I could
put the violin.
Frontier Psychiatry. Frontier Psychiatry.
That boy needs therapy.
I'm psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
I'm lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Franigazoo, let's have a chew. I wanna count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Think of anything that talks other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
Of the horse sort of sail out of the studio. I promise that we will not have anywhere near as quirky music next week, because that's about as quirky as it gets. And so thank you, everybody. We will see you next week for tell. Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Thanks, guys.